Broken Embargo.
Yay.
Episode 1722.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, we got Late to the Party episode on E3. We'll be chatting about today.
It'll go up in time for next year's E3, I'm sure.
Maybe. We surprisingly had people listening to the last episode.
Yeah.
We didn't lose as many people as before. We had one person actually comment on the show besides Murgatroyd.
To temper that slightly, it's someone I know. It's,
Well, fuck. God damn it, Caleb. Just shut up.
No. I mean, he's been listening, too. He's asked us questions before through, never directly through here, but through me, through Facebook.
How come we've never known this until now?
How come you've never told us this?
Go back and listen to some episodes.
You have never ever shared this info with us.
Go back and listen to some episodes. I'm like, yeah, my friend at Blue Street up in Huntsville listens, so.
Oh, we might have.
Was this the guy? Did he catch the part we had to cut out? No?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we haven't gotten sued yet, so I'm going to assume nobody knows about that. Except for the people that listen to it, like Murgatroyd.
Yeah, right away.
That didn't, skyrocket on Reddit, and I'm sad.
Let's stop before we got to cut the beginning of this.
Yeah, let's just
we're not going to talk about what it is, but, I mean, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah,
Murgatroyd.
Are we reading Murgatroyd comments?
Yeah, come on.
We always read Murgatroyd comments.
Are we reading Murgatroyd comments on Portal? On the Not Portal episode? I don't know. It kind of seems a little off.
We need to read Murgatroyd's comments.
We always
read
comments.
I don't think he'd be offended if we didn't.
I think he would be.
I think there's one that's pretty topical.
Let's pick some good ones, at least.
Did you know that babies get erections? It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah, no. and the first one, at least. He says, I promise that you're my only friend's comment isn't nearly as sad as it sounds. It's totally meant to be endearing.
It's endearing to us.
Yeah.
It's sad for him. But whatever, you know.
I think his most topical comment has to be, thank you, Dan. Sony's press conferences are fucking boring as hell. Every year, it's just a big damn commercial. And I'll go on record stating that I flat out hate Kevin Butler. Can't back you up on that one, Murgatroyd. I hate him more than Caleb hates, well, you know.
No, see, that's the ironic part, because before we even get into it, I liked Sony's better than anyone else's this year.
I'm pretty sure everybody lost this year. I don't think there's a real winner.
With press conferences, it's hard to make, a winner. It's hard to,
Really? Okay, let's go back in time 1 year.
Yeah. Nintendo?
And E3. Yeah, let's talk about Nintendo last year.
Nintendo, killed. But out of the three, honestly, there is a winner. But...
But they did not kill this year.
No, none of them killed this year.
It was awkward and just... Weird.
It was a really, Microsoft was kind of like this little kid that just, really got excited about Kinect and just wanted to tell you everything about it and everything they wanted to do with it. And, Nintendo was kind of like a brainstorming session, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sort of like, I didn't know what it was, you didn't know what it was, nobody knew what the fuck it was. You ask Twitter, go on there, he's just I think Jeff Green had the best tweet, he just goes, I don't get it.
I didn't know what it... I'm like, is this just an add-on now to the Wii? And then they're like, no, it's console.
Well, it's even better because, you know how they announced Super Smash Bros. For 3DS and Wii U? And then,
the
story comes out a week later, we're not actually working on anything right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
The story came out, the designer of the big dude, I don't remember his name off the top of my head right now.
A Project Sora guy.
Yeah. God, we're not actually working on anything. That was more just to generate interest for hiring on for the project. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So nothing.
So it's, at some point, Satoru Iwata is behind the stage at E3 just like, shit, this is going bad, guys. This is going real bad.
That's exactly probably
we got to say something.
They like Super much. Smash Brothers, right?
But let's, I suppose, before we get into kind of rambling on, we should throw some order into this. We're actually talking about E3, for those that haven't picked up on that by now. First up, Microsoft, which was just... It's always bad. Like, you expect it to be bad.
I honestly, no, I don't. I really don't. I really go into Microsoft thinking, like, okay, they're going to show us some really cool things. And they generally disappoint me, but...
Well, it's like just the last 3 years they've been hiring these actors for these spots, basically, on the stage. It just, yeah. It's painful to watch. And then all of their stuff, like, yeah, most all Let's the move, them. All the motion stuff, I think is pre-recorded on Kinect and Move.
Well, I mean, last year they fucking proved that. I mean, you could see, like, there were gaff posts where, like, pointing out, look, watch this guy's hand move after the game moves.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole bunch of it's pre-recorded. Both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, that just, it didn't make anything look good, though. That's the point of pre-recording stuff, is supposed to make it look good. And then they show that crap, like the Star Wars Kinect and the stupid football game. I mean, that was just...
Fable,
yeah.
Fable.
Oh, Fable's wait. Answer to Infamous or something.
No, you know, actually, there's something that somebody came out on Twitter and said... kind of in defense of Fable, it is not an on-rail shooter.
Yeah, that's what Peter Molyneux said he had to deal with all E3, is that he had to explain
well,
it wasn't
show that it's
on
all
rails.
On rails, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it looks like an interesting concept. I mean, kind of the way the motion is used, but, I don't know, gotta see it more.
Yeah.
What do you mean, the way the motion is
like,
used?
Like,
the arm flailing?
Well, no, the,
I'm
like
gonna make
the,
a triangle and send an ice spell.
Like the twirling of the arms to like get the magic, and then the stretching out to make a spear.
The horizontal flailing?
Well, it's all flailing. It's a glorified eye toy. I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah,
and that. It's hard.
That
it's
was
really
Caleb
freaking
on Twitter
hard.
This week was like, oh, I'm not gonna pick up Child of Eden until it comes out on PS3. I don't want to buy a Kinect just to play Child of Eden. I was goes. Well, Caleb, you can play it with a controller.
Yeah.
He goes, nah, still.
I want to play it with a motion, though, is a thing. And I'd rather not shell out $150 for a...
It's perfectly fine with the controller. In fact, I'd even say it's a better experience.
Well, yeah, I know it's going to be great with the controller. But, plus, the PS3 version's getting extra stuff, so I might as well just wait. It's not like I have money to go out and get it right now. Anyways, just bought a car.
All right.
But
that is true.
Yeah, I just, that, the Fable one, I mean, it left me very, very confused. Also, I don't really get Fable.
Yeah, me neither.
I can't get into it, and
I try.
I've talked about
and
that
try.
In multiple episodes before.
And they use the same thing on the frickin', was it the Ghost Recon?
Yeah.
Like, this is so
gunsmith?
Super, no, not the gunsmith, when they actually played the game. And they're like, this is just like, you're playing it for real, and he's doing this, and he's flashing his hand, and it's like, yeah.
He's like flicking water at the screen.
Yeah.
Just
I totally shoot guns like
That's
that.
That's a pretty interesting control scheme, though, for it, I think.
I really hope that they can change that somehow.
Eh, they just need to drop it. Like, Microsoft's really, really flailing, because they have to make these games that, like, just use Kinect. Like, they seem to think they need to push that a lot more, where with the Move, it's a very undercurrent thing. Like, you can play this with the Move. Like, all their 3D stuff. It's like, you don't have to do this, but with the Kinect is pushing it so hard that it's making them look ridiculous.
Well, I think, and it's partially our fault for Microsoft doing this, because I've noticed this, so I thought about it, and, like, Microsoft comes out, and when they come out to their conferences, they address, like, the main complaint that they've gotten, which you have to give them credit for.
Yeah, which is
the main
no
complaint
core
that
games.
They've gotten is that, you know, where's Kinect? Like, where are the Kinect titles?
Yeah.
Everything else has been fine with the 360. They've been doing just fine. I haven't seen a single fucking complaint over the last 8 months, you can correct me if I'm wrong, about Xbox at all. It's just, where are the Kinect games? And they tried to address it the best they could. Obviously, you know, it didn't work out, and, you know, they didn't cover all of their bases, but they at least tried, and all the Kinect support coming out still hasn't exactly proven it, and I think that's what they needed to do here. They needed to prove that the Kinect is a viable thing in the future.
Yeah, I think they kind of disappointed a lot of people though with like the Crytek's Project Kingdom being a Kinect game, and all that. That hurt me a little bit because like when they teased that last year, I'm like, oh sweet Crytek Fantasy, that's going to be awesome, and then it's a freaking like. It looks like the Gladiator minigame from Move Sports on PS3.
Yeah. I mean, some of the support stuff wasn't bad, though. Like, at least the voice support stuff, like with Mass Effect, I thought was pretty cool.
I thought that was the wrong place for Kinect. Well,
exactly. Why can't I use a headset to do that? Like, I really... Like, that would be kind of cool.
Wait a minute. I think it's the wrong place for Kinect or any voice control at all because you will say it and Commander Shepard will say something completely different.
Oh, I'm not talking about the conversation.
Which just removes you from the experience even further. No. They said it was going to immerse you in the game world. No, it's not, really.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the... During like the fighting,
the
where you can like control where people go and what they do.
I would never use that during the conversations. No, I agree, it's stupid. But honestly, during the combat, it'd be cool to say Tali, you know, friggin' whatever over there.
Yeah, see, you think so? Did you play End War?
I did. I loved it.
Okay, yeah. I didn't enjoy it that much in there, but
I mean, it's kind of. I think it'd be a nice addition, but I don't want to buy a Kinect to do that. Like, why can't they just put that functionality on the headset?
Yeah, because also, now that I'm thinking about it, I was going to say that, you know, you'd have to yell at the TV and stuff, but Kinect, yeah. That fucking thing, no, it picks up, like, I will whisper when watching Netflix, like, Xbox pause, and it'll fucking pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't see there being a problem there, but I mean, I can't imagine just playing. It's like, what do you want to do, Shepard? Me. I want to go to the ice cream shop, Shepard. Let's go get some double scoops, yo. Like, I can't... that's just going to be completely different.
Yeah, no.
Or even still, like, the sort of, like, vagueness with Mass Effect lines, because you know how it is, where, like, you'll say one thing, and you think it'll be okay, and then it'll be, like, plus two renegade points. Like...
Yeah.
I also felt bad when Tim Schafer came out. I mean, I was excited when he came out, but I was also like, oh, no.
They should have pimped Trenched. Like, that wasn't out yet.
They should have pimped Trenched.
That game is amazing.
Yeah, they didn't. That game is fun, surprisingly.
Yeah. It's kind of frustrating, but...
when he came out, like, and they did Once Upon a Monster, and, like, Once Upon a Monster looks really great, and, you know...
Yeah, for the audience, it looks awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could tell Tim Schafer's going to do a really great job, and he really cares about it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately... Not the place for it.
No, not really.
No.
It should have been like at a side, one of the side conferences.
Yeah, not packed between Gears 3 and Halo 4.
Yeah, exactly.
But, oh well, they had, that was kind of weird, but...
And then the whole stupid UFC thing, was that what it was? UFC is their new...
UFC.
Oh my God.
As soon as UFC came out, I was just like, this is going bad.
Yeah, I think this is what I told my friend we were watching. I'm like, Microsoft assumes its audience way too much. Like, you know, you give them the stuff as if you assume that that's what they're into. Like, you don't get that much from other companies.
No.
And they're like just thrusting this stuff down your throat. I'm like, why not just give us the 1 versus 100 back?
You know, somebody made an observation on Twitter that like, wow, so UFC is like bro 1 versus 100 because you can like vote on matches and you can like play trivia during the games. It's like, where's 1 versus 100? Can we please? I mean, you only gave out like what 2,000 points a season, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, I would do that for free. Just put it back up. Like, how much server space that you're paying $60 a year for does it take to run a freaking 1 versus 100 trivia game every night for free?
Even when 1 versus 100 was free, it was really fun to play.
It was.
I mean, when they had it weekly, only weekly, or like, you know, and they would have the host come on, and it'd be like a little event.
Yeah.
You know, if I had free time and I just happened to be home, fucking 1 versus 100 was fun.
Yeah, just on the loops it was. Like, I wouldn't care if it repeated the same, like, 5 million questions every, you know, whatever. It was fun to just log on, play for a half an hour, end up playing for another half an hour, and just wasting your night on a trivia game. It was awesome.
I think, I think one of my favorite moments on Xbox Live in general was in 1 vs. 100, because it's like, it was a live game, and, you know, what can't a fax machine send? What can it not send? And it goes, like, a picture, words, paper. And everybody, for some reason, everybody in the audience, except for, like, maybe two people, said picture.
That's great.
New Tomb Raider.
Ooh, that demo was on Microsoft stage, wasn't it? That was an awesome demo.
It was. It was a pretty cool demo. It made me excited about Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
It was also not exactly the greatest demo in the world, I don't think, but...
No, reading the interviews afterwards, I think they just kind of pieced together, like, different events that'll happen. Like, it'll never be tightly packed, but, but no, I like what they're trying to do. I really like what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that game.
It'll be finally Uncharted on the 360.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't even talked about what they opened with, which Modern Warfare 3
looked like every other first-person shooter in the past 5 years.
Did you see Robert Bowling's Twitter status like right after he did the demo?
No. The
batteries are overrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have fail in every conference.
I mean, Modern Warfare, I don't know why they keep opening with Modern Warfare games.
Either.
They did it before with like the ice climbing sequence, and once they started it and it's the water, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, and it's so formulaic, just like the games. It's like, in the interest of time, blah, 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 let's go to things blowing up.
I mean, I'm not going to... The raft sequence where you're going in between the subs and out around the border of New York City, like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That did get my attention.
Yeah.
But it's just... It's not something that you want to open up with. I would have much preferred opening up with, I don't know, even the Tomb Raider demo.
Yeah, open with Tomb Raider. That would have been awesome. But...
That would have been great, but unfortunately they didn't.
Fool me twice. No, didn't. Shame on you. Whatever.
Mass Effect 3 we talked about, which... I'm excited for.
I'm trying.
We'll have to finish Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be excited for Mass Effect 3 because it's just going to kill me while I'm waiting. Because it's not coming out till March now, right?
Yeah,
something like that. That's not in the grand scheme of things. That's not too.
No, bad. It's not.
There's plenty other things that are coming out to bide my time with. Anyway.
I need to read the books.
Ghost Recon Future Soldier. Aside from the Kinect stuff, I still think that game looks awesome.
I don't know. I wasn't as impressed this year.
The gunsmith stuff looked kind of cool. I mean, putting together the gun, I think the technology behind it and the motion recognition, I think that was really cool.
Yeah.
The gameplay itself, in terms of shooting, that was kind of dumb.
I know. I
super awkward.
Like, they showed the demo, was it last year on the beach? It must have been last year's E3.
It was something like that. I think it was like a beach house or something that they rated.
Yeah, like where we were comparing it to Metal Gear Solid, and it looked really fun. And then this demo this year was just like, or maybe
I think it was just because it was so awkward to watch him try and play that with Kinect. It's like it just didn't work.
It worked. It's just it's not.
It worked, but not in any sort of comfortable and or fun way.
Right. Right.
We're talking about Ghost Recon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ubisoft had a longer demo of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And
No, we're talking about just the Kinect experience.
Okay, the Kinect experience, yeah.
On Microsoft.
Whatever, I'm talking about the Ubisoft demo. Like, that bored me. Like, I really didn't want it to bore me, but it... Because I liked the first demo I seen of Ghost Recon.
I remember what happened...
Just needed a shot of Mr. Caffeine.
Oh, jeez. Right, we fast-forward through a lot of Ubisoft, so I didn't get him much. Thank goodness.
Gears 3. Typical
Gears
3.
Yeah, because I watched it later that day, I fast-forwarded through the Gears 3 part, mainly because I don't like Gears of War games, and I realize that's not the popular opinion, especially even in the game industry and like critics and stuff like that. I mean, I don't think it's the greatest... shooter in the world. It's also, it's not my play style.
Yeah.
So
I haven't even beat the first one yet.
I'll probably play it because I've beaten the first two, but it's definitely not like my super favorite.
Right.
But Ice-T's in it, yo.
Yo.
Anyway.
Fucking fantastic.
Halo HD remake, which is just...
It doesn't look that great in terms of the graphical leap.
I didn't think
apparently so. There's a button, though, that swaps it in real time, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, like it's Secret of Monkey Island sort of thing, where you know, you can just swap back and forth.
That's pretty awesome. I might play it again just for that.
Apparently the maps that they talked about, they're actually on a multiplayer disc, sort of like ODST was, where you can use that disc for Halo Reach multiplayer, or maybe even preload it onto your console. They weren't really specific on that, but basically it's going to be a separate disc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, a bunch of Kinect games, Kinect Star Wars. Just all those just kind of look stupid. Then the big one, Dance Central 2.
Okay, woohoo.
Maybe not.
Well, wait.
I joke. I meant Halo 4.
Hold on a second, though. Dance Central 2.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's Harmonix. I know it's good. It's not my cup of tea.
Well, have you played Dance?
I have not.
Okay. I mean, it is the...
I would only play it alone.
I don't
want
to say it with Child of Eden now, but it's one of the best Kinect games out there. It's probably still going to be that. I mean, especially...
Oh, yeah.
Even playing it alone, it is fun. It really is. It's really well made, and I don't know. I find it to be like the one that I go back to every once in a while. Unlike stuff like Kinectimals or Kinect Adventures or anything else like that.
Well, definitely, I see the value in that because I mean it's Harmonix, and I love pretty much anything they've done. I just it's not enough to justify it for me yet. I don't know what it's going to take to justify
the
Kinect.
Game I play. By myself, curtains closed, door locked.
Like, I really thought Child of Eden was going to be the thing that I'm going to, like, go out and get it. And I've heard really good things about it, and I've seen... I'm going to have to, like, super avoid everything. Like, music, I know is going to be released. And it just... It might get to the boiling point where I'm going to have to go out and pick it up. Regardless. Yeah. Borrow my friend's Kinect or something like that.
I don't know. And then Halo 4, not surprising. Another trilogy.
I kind of wished it was something else, but I guess that was stupid.
I wish it was something like ODST.
Yeah.
Because ODST is my favorite Halo.
I remember that. I remember you were very unsure about picking up ODST, and I convinced you to do it, and you found it to be... a different and fun experience.
I still haven't beat it. We were playing it through co-op, me and my friend, and then I moved out. But no, I enjoyed ODST a lot more than I just couldn't get into Reach. Like I rented it through Gamefly, and I tried, but I didn't like. I had just played ODST a little bit ago, and I'm like, this isn't quite the same.
No, it's definitely not. Because ODST is definitely an experience.
Yeah.
Unlike the other Halo games. I mean, I don't think Reach is a bad game. I love Reach. I keep going back to it. I'm always on there playing with Zilla and stuff like that, but I
think, like, ODST was definitely way more story-driven and just kind of more personable, whereas Reach was kind of this more action-y title. Because you could definitely feel that it built up to the end.
Yeah.
Which I haven't gotten to yet.
ODST, love it. I mean, with Halo 4, I mean, first off, we haven't even seen any gameplay or anything like that. We just saw, like, a trailer that said, Chief, wake up! Halo 4!
Yeah.
Like,
Although, who's... Because Bungie's not making it, no.
It's 343,
it?
The...
343.
That official... It's Microsoft Game Studios.
Right. Microsoft made a studio inside called 343 to do all this stuff. They're also doing the Halo CE.
Oh, yeah,
And they're also doing Halo Fest on the top floor of the Washington Convention Center during PAX.
Bungie didn't have their stuff at E3 yet, did they?
No, they're saving that for Bungie Day.
When's that?
July 7th.
Ooh, really? Ooh, that's happy.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what they're doing.
So then we had Sony.
Wait, we had Nintendo after that.
No, Nintendo was... Well, was Nintendo after? No, Nintendo was...
Nintendo was last, wasn't it?
Nintendo was... No, Nintendo was first because Sony's was the night of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was Microsoft, EA, Ubisoft, and Sony, and then Nintendo was the next day.
Dude, no. He's right.
Sony was...
Sony was on Tuesday. Sony was on fucking Tuesday. Sony was on Tuesday night. I remember this.
Yeah, because I had the decision. I'm like, I'm going to watch Sony's live or I'm going to watch Nintendo's.
I'm looking at it on GameSpot right now, and it says... I didn't watch them until, like, that Saturday, so I don't know. But that's what it says on there, is that it was on Monday.
Just 5 p.m. It was the last one. It was at 5 p.m., Sony's was. Either way, we'll talk about Nintendo next.
Yeah. Anyway.
June 7th, 5 p.m.
No, I want to... Yeah, June 7th at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were wrong, anyway. Eric. Suck on that.
We're talking about Sony right now, so shut up.
Okay.
Opened up. I thought kind of classy with the public apology about PlayStation Network, which you knew they had to say something.
Yeah,
that wasn't the official opening though. That was after 3 minutes of just hey, this is all the stuff we've made with that giant trailer at the start.
Oh yeah,
that they always open
yeah.
up with.
No,
that makes it the world's most boring press conference ever.
No, when they started with that, I was telling my friend, I'm like, yeah, they're the kings of the. We're going to see at least three more montage videos, and oddly enough, there was only one other one in the entire thing, and no sales numbers. Like those just mysterious.
That was surprising.
I'm surprised
too.
They didn't do that.
No
did they do that last
no,
year?
No, they did sales numbers last year.
It's always been sales numbers, and surprisingly, none of the companies really talked about sales numbers.
Yeah, none of them.
It's true.
I don't think they want to let us know that things are slowing down.
It's true.
But yeah, the public apology, I mean, yeah, it was nice. It was a classy way of doing it. I mean, there were multiple avenues they could have taken.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't.
Nice to see something a little bit more fun and lighthearted, but...
Yeah. Well, I think it's a tough subject to dance around, kind of. Like, I think a lot of people don't understand everything that went down all the way, so it's really hard to poke fun at something that people don't 100% understand.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So I think they had to do what
and
they
I mean,
had to
the
do.
Welcome back package a lot of people weren't happy with, so yeah, I can understand it.
Yeah.
Well, that's just people.
Yeah, I got two free...
As much free stuff as they can.
I got Little Big Planet and Mod Nation Racers for my PSP. I'm happy with
right.
that.
Then we had Uncharted 3.
Looking better every day.
Still, yeah, looks good. I totally
won. Oh, hey, the multiplayer beta starts Tuesday for...
I wonder if I can get
if you still have PS Plus, you'll be able to get it.
Right.
And if you bought Infamous 2.
Well, I got Infamous 2 used,
okay.
So... I don't know if there's, like, some special whatcha-jigger.
It's a code
anyway.
Thing. If it didn't have it, you didn't get it.
Resistance 3, which is...
Did they show a demo of Resistance 3, or did they just talk about it? I can't even remember.
I think they showed a demo.
No, I don't remember it. I think they just talked about it. I really think they just only talked about it. It was nice to see, you know, it there, and also Insomniac talk about it, just Ollie Moss's amazing, fantastic artwork for it.
Yeah, yeah. That... Oh man!
Like I like added him on Twitter. Hey, look, you're on a giant screen right now.
It's like you look at these other people doing like retro game covers for different games. Like that game, the Resistance 3 box art is like one of those. Just straight up, I love it.
Oh, I think one of the ones they announced early on in the conference, which I thought was great, was the PlayStation TV.
Yes, that's
yeah,
what I was moving on
the
to.
The next thing that they did.
That was, like, that
awesome.
That is really awesome. Like, I am getting that. No question
yep.
about it.
Definitely.
Because, like, $500 for a 3D TV, 24 inches, that's big enough, and Resistance 3. Like,
Yeah, I think they sold it to, like, the dorm room slash, you know, bachelor sort of thing, yeah, slash Caleb, where...
Well, I don't fall into either of those categories.
It's an HDTV... it's an HDTV with, you know, the 3D stuff in there for a good price. It comes with the Resistance and a pair of 3D glasses. The most interesting thing about it, though, that I thought was great was... No more split screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people took that the wrong way.
You say that, like, disappointed.
No, no, I love it. I love it, but it has been done before.
Really?
Yeah. I mean...
Where?
3D TVs can do that right now. Like, that's just the nature of the technology.
I didn't know, that's the thing.
It's never been touted as a feature, but the nature of the technology is you're rendering images twice. So there are games that have taken advantage of that, or TVs that have taken advantage of that, at least. But no, that's really awesome. Like, my friend looked at me, he's like, you are getting this, and we're going to play Resistance 3 split screen. I'm like, okay. It's really interesting, though, because it's a 3D effect that you can see on camera through glasses, too. Like, I watch this video of someone doing it, and he puts the glasses up to the thing, and it looks like a TV with one picture on it. Puts the other glasses up, it's a TV with a different picture on it. It's really cool tech.
Yeah. I wonder how many... Well, I suppose, I mean, all games on PS3 that have that probably isn't that hard to add to it. So
yeah. I wouldn't think that'll be... from the tech, I don't think it'd be that hard to add. And shoot, every PS3 game coming out in the next year has 3D on it.
Like, oh, yeah. They're pushing that thing like crazy.
That's the reason. Like, Shadow of the Colossus HD is going to be in 3D. That is the reason I'm buying this TV.
Yeah.
Like, that
That's going to look good.
Shadow of the Colossus isn't a good... Okay.
Don't even say the next word out of your mouth. Don't even do
it. You didn't like Shadow of the Colossus?
Wait, no. You thought I was going to say game next. I was going to say look at
it. That's what I thought you were going to say. I thought... Shadow of the Colossus look gorgeous.
Okay.
And this is HD
when
Shadow
we go
of the
back
Colossus.
To the days, go back to the days of PS2. I'm talking about the PS2 version. Are you talking about the HD update?
I'm talking about the PS2 version. That is...
Okay.
The PS2 version
looked good.
The PS2 version
it looked... I'm not saying it didn't look good. It's not the greatest looking thing in the world, though. It's certainly not the most fluid animations in the world. I mean, I love riding around horseback on it looking and exploring the world, but...
Well, whatever. What I'm interested to see, though... You're wrong.
Counterpoint! Whatever.
The hair, man. The hair.
The hair. The fucking
gripping
hair.
Gripping onto the hairy armpit of a Colossus wasn't the most visceral experience.
Go back to that game. Uh-huh. Load up your PS2. Uh-huh. Put it in. Uh-huh. And you report back.
Yeah.
And see if it still holds up.
It does. Just like Ico. Well, Ico still held up.
I think it's got
too.
A nice rose tint. What you're thinking of right now.
Yeah, well, the HD version will clear that right up for me. The other thing I want to try out with the HD version is there's that mark underneath one of the bridges. No, underneath the big bridge that comes into the place. I was riding around just exploring like I really love to do in that game, and I saw this mark, this black etched, like a burnt arrow in the ground pointing in one direction. I need to see if that's still there or if that was a artifact. Of the graphics, because it was pointing in a direction and I followed that direction as far as I could. I didn't find anything, but it was an arrow in the ground. It kind of looked like it could have been a shadow glitch, though.
Cool story, bro.
I need to see it. I need to see it in HD. See if
that
it was
really that was fantastic.
Come on,
I feel better.
No, there is something hidden in that game that we don't know about. I know it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you looked it up? Have you tried to find out online, or are you just gonna wait?
Anyway, they talked a lot about their 3D stuff. They kind of went into Move things.
Move. When they.
Good job, Jeremy. Good job.
What?
Nice job, Jeremy.
What was that from?
What?
Do you guys not know?
No.
When they showed the, I don't even know what it is because it was just such a terrible looking game. That one where you go into the dungeons and it looks exactly like the sorcery game from last year.
Yeah.
Only it's different.
Now, when
the guy playing, every time the guy would do something, you just hear, good job, Jeremy, from the guy talking. Or, nice job, Jeremy. People were, like, tweeting it nonstop.
Oh. The thing that got me about that, though, they announced the name. It was called Medieval Moves. I'm like, oh my goodness, they're bringing Medieval back. And then it was... It's kind of medieval because you're playing a skeleton.
Yeah, but it's not. They even said that it wasn't, right? Yeah.
Medieval Times is kind of medieval.
Medieval, the PS1 game. You never played Medieval?
Let me tell you what I played on my PS1. I played Spyro 1, 2, and 3. I played Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and 3, and Crash Team Racing, which was a great racing game.
Yes, best. It's on PSN! Oh my god.
I played Final Fantasy 7 and 8 and 9. And that's pretty much all I can remember.
Well, Medieval...
Dino Crisis 2. That's
about it. Medieval was like a Zelda-ish. It was fun.
Kinda.
Dino Crisis 2 was Resident Evil with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic game. Especially that one where you... That one part where you go into the office building and you just, like, there's just, like, that giant glass window and you get to the other side and then the T-Rex pokes his head in.
I love the Dino Crisis games.
Right. We got to see Kobe Bryant play some 2K12 badly.
Totally fast-forwarded through all that. Like,
We got to see Hilmar from Iceland.
Right. What was that?
Caleb, you just fucking fast-forwarded through all the best, like, funniest parts of the goddamn conference. So, everything's kind of lost on you.
Okay.
There was a nice man from Iceland on stage. He just comes out right after the Jeremy presentation and goes, "My name is Hilmar, I come from Iceland." And you just know, like, oh, this is gonna be great. Like,
it's true. Hey, we didn't talk about the fact that frickin' Minecraft's coming out to 360.
Oh, that's
something. Well, yeah, we kind of got, you know, connect
that.
Heavy.
It's actually being developed by a third party, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting. And Fortress Craft is like, okay.
Fortress Craft is like one of the top downloaded indie games. Did you see that?
I want to try it out. I still haven't.
I've tried trial.
I think
it's
that's
good.
Why.
It's not good.
It's not.
I think that's why it's the most downloaded, though.
Yeah, because it's Minecraft.
It's because everybody's like, well, I like Minecraft. I'll try out what this is.
It's really, like, poorly designed. It's...
Yeah.
It's a piece of crap.
Then we got the big news out of the Sony conference, the PlayStation Vita.
That's the sound of pure want.
The only other time I heard a noise like that was when I showed you a Doctor Who gif.
No, that was a laugh.
That was... Anyway. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I want it. They need, like, a department to come up with names, though.
Yeah, the PS Vita.
Yeah, the PS Vita, the Kinect, and the Wii U.
Oh,
well,
my
I think
God.
The best part
Wii
of the...
Wii.
Yeah, my girl, I told my girlfriend, and she just goes, "I saw it trending on Twitter, and the first thing I thought of was a fire engine."
Yeah. That's great.
Like... Also, you know, it has 3G capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
When they announced that it was AT&T covering it, you just heard
Everyone
audible boos.
I don't understand that. I still don't understand that. Like, I have no issues with AT&T. I've never had issues with AT&T, other than the fact that I'm overcharged slightly, but I've got two freaking iPhones on my bill. You know, I kind of expect it. But the cool thing is, I'm with AT&T, so... It's going to be easier for me to get a contract. Or, like, I wonder if their data contracts will kind of match up to where I can have the 3G Vita without paying too much more. I don't know.
I think if they're smart, they're going to go for an Apple sort of approach.
I don't think so.
Like the 30, like the no contract month-to-month.
Oh, you mean in terms of contracts? Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
I'm thinking in terms of, like, you know, like something like $30 a month or... $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm hoping it piggybacks off the current iPhone's data plan, but I highly doubt that. Like, it'd be nice if what I'm paying for now for my iPhone also covers any other 3G devices attached to it. But I'm not expecting that at all.
Right.
But
anyway, I don't care about that because I'm getting the Wi-Fi version anyway.
Because it's $249.
Right. But do two joysticks on this thing that are actually joysticks.
Yeah.
More joysticky, also, I think, than the 3DS, it looks like.
Something
anyway.
We kind of glazed over. The first person at the Sony press conference to talk or show off the PS Vita, Ken Levine.
Yeah.
Talking about putting something in something related to BioShock. He didn't say exactly what.
Yeah.
But a BioShock-related project on the PS Vita.
Yeah.
The geeky part of me hopes it's something System Shock related, even. Because BioShock is kind of related to System Shock, right? Come on, come on, come on. I can hope.
No matter what, it's Ken Levine. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. That was really, like, him on stage watching him talk is hilarious. That guy is insane. And I love it.
Pretty much. Where was I? What else did they announce for that?
I mean, you got
Uncharted.
Uncharted looks
awesome. They showed Uncharted for it, which
Uncharted
looked good.
Uncharted Golden Shower.
Oh my
God. I'm right.
Little Big Planet looks like, okay, they're giving you access to everything that, like, the touch capability, they're giving you access to the tilt. Like, I think Little Big Planet is going to be like the Vita's app store. Like, some of the games they showed, it's like, that's an app on the iPhone. Like, you're going to get a lot of that kind of stuff on that, which is pretty cool. And then Mod Nation Racers was the other one. Drawing out your tracks. Everything else was kind of in that montage clip.
Yeah.
The Ruin. That's the interesting thing right there. That action RPG that you can play and save on your Vita, and then move the save game to the, like, it saves to the cloud.
It's
and you
very
can,
Torchlight looking, right?
Yeah, you can pick it right up on the PS3, same game. I'm like, that's the kind of stuff, like being able to play Wipeout cross platform, Vita to PS3. Like, that's the kind of stuff I'm waiting for. Like, Monster Hunter on that is going to kill in Japan. Like, you think Monster Hunter on PSP does good, just wait until it mixes with the PS3. That thing's gonna print money.
Also,
it prints money.
Before we talk anymore, we're not gonna talk about, like, EA and
no,
and stuff like that,
let's
right? Okay, I just wanted to bring up Rayman Origins from Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
It's gorgeous.
It looks awesome. It also made me ponder, why haven't people created a Rayman hoodie yet?
I know, right? I saw you tweet that. I'm like, that's like obvious.
So if anybody would like to make that for me,
yeah,
any broken that are crafted out there, let's talk. BrokenEmbargo@gmail.com.
There's got to at least have been a shirt, you know?
There isn't, though. There isn't.
Huh.
I don't know. They probably have it, like, under lock and key. Copywritten.
And besides, you don't want it. It's a purple hoodie with a white ring on it and a red hood.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
It can't be copyrighted.
No.
Fuck that.
Well, if you say it's a Rayman hoodie, then yeah, it's copyrighted.
Okay, then let's say it's a purple hoodie with a white ring and a red hood.
Well, maybe that
BrokenEmbargo@gmail.com.
There you go. PSP HD collections.
Yeah.
What was it? Metal Gear.
I'm slightly disappointed. Like, they're separating out the Metal Gear collections, aren't they? Like, it's Metal Gear Solid, Peace Walker, and then they're doing an HD remake of 2 and 3.
Is it just 2 and 3? I thought it was
1, 2,
and 3.
No, they're not touching 1. Like, they're doing a Silent Hill HD remake. It's 2 and 3. It was like they don't reach back to the PS1 era for some reason. Kind of disappointing. Super psyched for Silent Hill HD remake, though. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
How about that one trailer that was really awesome? The Sly 4.
Sly
trailer.
4.
Sly 4 does look good, although we kind of expected that after
the HD collection.
PlayStation Move Heroes, and he was on it.
Well, something else not developed by Sucker Punch.
It's not developed by Sucker Punch? Wait, I missed that.
What?
That's what I heard. I heard that it was not being developed by Sucker Punch.
That,
I forget exactly where I saw that, but...
That scares me.
I'll take a look. You guys keep talking, I'll look.
Well, Sucker Punch said they were starting up a new project. like I seen a post, I think it was just this last week, that said they're hiring for a new project.
Infamous
it
3.
It better be. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I don't care as long as... Because I just started Infamous 2.
Oh, man.
Freaking way more awesome than Infamous 1.
Like, how far have you gotten in Infamous 2? You haven't transferred powers.
I haven't gotten... No, I'm still Thunder and Lightning.
You playing good?
All the way.
Okay, yep. Good.
It has recently been confirmed that Senzaru Games, not Sucker Punch, will be working to develop the next installment in the Sly Raccoon series.
Interesting. That
what did they do?
Senzaru Games was the team behind last year's Sly Collection.
Okay. Well, all right.
And Sucker Punch is aiding them with creative input.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I just don't want it to turn into a Spyro thing. Like, when Spyro was out on PS2, it just went...
Dude, fucking Spyro the goddamn dragon. Oh my god, I had a fucking breakdown this week about Spyro the dragon.
What? Okay.
Let me hijack the podcast for a second to talk about Spyro the dragon. What? Fantastic first three games.
Oh yeah.
Alright? Spyro 1, yeah. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Not, like... Flat out amazing. Spyro 2, even better. It introduced new characters. There was money bags. There was, you know, trouble with the trolley, eh? And stuff like that. I mean, even stuff like the gems and the just all the collecting and all that stuff. I mean, it combined collecting and platforming perfectly. It did what... It combined the style... Like, Mario and Banjo-Kazooie together in, like, just a nice little happy medium. Then Spyro 3, still good. Kind of did a little thing with side characters, but still great, great game. Spyro Enter the Dragonfly.
Sucked. Oh my word. That game was unplayable, actually.
I think it was unplayable on PS2 and Xbox. GameCube is, like, the preferred version of
it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I played it just fine on GameCube.
Okay.
I mean, even still, though, not a great game. Really, just really... not exactly shit, but very, very in the 60-50 range, yeah. I guess you could say. And then, the reason being was because Universal was the publisher and Insomniac was the developer, and when Insomniac decided to go solo, Universal held the rights to Spyro and clutched them and drained all the life and rang it out, because then you had stuff like Spyro Seasons of Ice for the GBA, which was just a really broken game, and then Season of Fire, and then he has, like... They tried to reboot it with something earlier, like, a couple years ago on 360. Didn't work. They're still... They did, like, a fucking, like, crossover between Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon when they were both created by companies that didn't work on those games anymore.
Yeah.
Like, Naughty Dog wasn't working on Crash anymore. Spyro... Insomniac wasn't working on Spyro anymore, but they decided to cross them over anyways.
I see you're torn up about this.
Because honestly, I would love, absolutely love, to see a new Spyro game being made by Insomniac. I think that would be fantastic.
Well, yeah, it would be, but I love what Insomniac's moved on to do. Like, you know. Naughty Dog.
You love Infamous. That's what you love. You just went on a little rant about, or a little whatever side thing while I was looking that up. I overheard you guys. You love Infamous.
I do.
That's great. I appreciate that. I do appreciate Infamous' existence.
Infamous is Sucker Punch.
I'm sorry if I want a good old-school platformer. Because let me tell you, Banjo-Kazooie didn't live up to it. All right, the only person living up to it right now is Mario. Banjo-Kazooie, nuts and bolts, different. To fucking Spyro, gone down the drain. Crash Bandicoot, gone down the drain. I want my classic games back, and I want to see a nice redesign. I think if they did it, it would sell tons. It would absolutely. You know why? Because they know how to make those games. They know how to make great Spyro games and great. And Naughty Dog knows how to make great Crash Bandicoot games.
But they've evolved.
I don't give a shit that they've evolved.
Have you played? Right? Have you played the Sonic Generations demo yet?
Hey, tell you what. How about we get an HD remix of Spyro 1, 2, and 3 before we worry about any other HD remixes? Okay, how about that?
That would be awesome.
No, I haven't gotten to try this Sonic Generations demo yet.
From
what I've heard, it's very good.
I heard it had the classic and the modern Sonic in it. What? It didn't.
You don't? Oh, it didn't?
No, it was just the one level, the Green Hill Zone. I'm like, it was 2D Sonic. I'm like, oh, this is 2D Sonic, but where's my modern Sonic? I don't know.
Hey, remember when they were supposed to do
Sonic? I do. I want to see how they're doing it. Like, I know they can do the 2D, and it felt pretty good. But
well, you don't really know that they can do the 2D. I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, like, where's Episode 2? Oh, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, well, I just want to see how they're doing the 3D part. But Well, speaking of Insomniac, man, did you see the trailer for Overstrike?
Is that the
their new project?
This special team or whatever? Like,
didn't Ted Price come out on stage to talk about it?
I don't. Did they on any conference talk about it?
I think Ted Price did. I remember Price.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
then it was on EA's probably.
No.
Well, who's publishing it?
Was it? No.
Which conference was on Tuesday and which was on Monday?
It was at EA's because Overstrike is their multi-platform project. Insomniac's
first. Either way, they fucking talked about
it. Okay, yeah.
They talked about it.
Yeah, it was at EA.
Okay.
I loved the trailer. Like, there's no gameplay at all, but the trailer is pretty awesome.
No, it looks cool. Yeah. The whole class-based story mode kind of thing definitely looks awesome.
Better be co-op. Super. Oh, yeah, it is. Sure. 4-person co-op action game. There you go. Looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it does. Kind of like Team Fortress 2 with the story mode.
Dan won't play it, though, because it's not Spyro.
Oh, hey. Speaking of...
I'm just saying, and I believe everyone can agree on this.
Oh, yeah, but...
A new Spyro game would be great.
It would be great. I just love that Insomniac is involved. Evolved.
Okay, well, do you know what? They can evolve all they fucking want, all right? They could still make a goddamn Spyro game. If Universal would just let go of those rights to Insomniac, I would appreciate it very much.
Go write him a letter.
I will.
I'm surprised you didn't pick up on my hinting segue, Dan.
Team Fortress?
About Team Fortress 2 going free-to-play?
Yeah.
Well, I knew about that, but Caleb made a... like Spyro comment, and then I got all enraged again. So, if anything, blame Caleb.
I'm good at inciting rage.
We always blame Caleb.
I'm good at taking
honestly,
blame, too.
My friend owns a game store. It's right next door to where I work. He's holding down a copy of 1, 2, and 3 of Spyro for me so I can replay him this week. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to love it.
So, or you can get PS Plus and get them for free.
We're talking about something else. Team Fortress 2 is now free to play.
Yay.
It's fantastic. Everybody should definitely pick it up if you haven't already. And if you haven't already, why didn't you spend like the 50 cents
it's like, who,
during a Steam sale?
Who didn't buy the freaking orange box when it came out, honestly? But
and it's a very, very
some
smart
people
move,
apparently.
5L. Very, very smart move, 5L. Because you think about it, like, where else could they have gone with it? Like, the fact that we're still talking about Team Fortress 2, even though it's like a multiplayer shooter from 2007, and people are still playing, people still love it, and... they're still going to make money because of the man economy store. I mean,
well, yeah.
You can talk all you want about the hats and the weapons and all that stuff. It's still when random weapon drops are still there. Random weapon and hat drops are still existing in the game. And you can still get them through achievements. You can get them through just playing the game. And now that the community is out there and now that everybody can get on it, you have no reason not to be playing TF2 right now.
Well, the cool thing that they're doing, like, this is a new initiative by Steam. They got their free-to-play games on there. Which, shoot, I installed Champions Online because it was straight through Steam. It's got Steam achievements, and I've been playing it, dinking around with it a little bit. I think this is all in preparation for something big. Like, they're... Dota. Yeah.
Dota
when Dota comes, that's going to be free to play, and that's going to be... like You might think Team Fortress 2 going free is big, but when Dota 2 comes out and it's free to play, that is going to kill.
You say that because you don't like Team Fortress.
I say that because I like Dota more than Team Fortress 2, yes.
Also, something, they were talking about it in interviews, and like, you know, they're not so sure that this sort of thing could work with other Valve properties.
Yeah.
Like, that's something they specifically said. Like, they're not sure if they're investigating, but they really don't have the confidence that it could.
I don't care. Even if Dota 2 I have to pay for it, still want to play the hell out of that one.
Yep.
But, anyway, back to E3.
Right?
Spyro the Dragon. That's all I'm saying.
Nintendo. Yeah, right. Nintendo coming out big with the 25th. Was it 25th anniversary of Zelda?
Honestly, this is a shout out to if any of the Orchestra Pit is listening right now. What the fuck? Can't you guys just pay attention? Can't you just pay attention to the guy standing on stage 5 feet away from you saying specifically, play this song, and half of you are asleep?
That was really painful.
As a musician, I'm a little pissed.
That was really bad. Like, even when they were playing this stuff, like, the big symphony, like, they were missing so many notes, it hurt me. But, eh. You'd think Nintendo could shell out for a better orchestra.
I don't think it's shelling out for the better orchestra. I think it's some orchestra just needs to, you know, care about what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, I was thinking that better not be the orchestra that's touring, because I won't go see them.
I don't think so.
But anyways, yeah, they did a whole thing about the music, and, like, you know, they're having the tour, and then if you registered your copy of Ocarina of Time within the first 2 days of release, you got a free soundtrack.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Not like anybody can't freaking remember the entire soundtrack out of their heads anyway.
Dude, I'm playing through Ocarina of Time right now with my 8-year-old sister.
So 3DS?
And on the... No, she...
Okay.
No, we don't want to spend the money. We're playing on GameCube.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I want to replay it. Like, I was watching, like, 3DS videos. I'm like, I kind of really want to play Ocarina of Time again.
Still good.
I have it on my Wii. Virtual console. Yeah. Good stuff.
I mean, we're going through it now, and, like, just that sort of, like, amaze and wonderment, like... She's like, what happens if I don't get to the castle before night? And I go, I don't know. What's going to happen if you don't get to the castle before it's nighttime? Or, you know, when it's time to take a break and, like, okay, let's stop for the day. She goes, but do I get to climb that mountain? Because, you know, they show Death Mountain in the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that classic thing where, like, you can see exactly where you're going. She's like, yeah, you'll climb it, but first we have to go see Saria, and then we'll play tomorrow. But I want to climb the mountain right now. Zelda is just, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It was a great way to open their conference, talking about everything, something that everybody loves.
Yeah. True. And then they talked about,
What did they talk about?
Mario? Was it Mario next?
No, what they did was, they then talked about, one thing that they didn't talk about, which I'm surprised nobody else picked up on, Wii.
Yeah, nothing Wii. Nothing.
No Wii at all, which is kind of scary.
It is scary because, like, and then, like, the Wii U isn't coming until next year, and I don't even believe that.
Because right after the Zelda talk...
I mean, God, Skyward Sword.
The Skyward Sword was right at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
But everything else was 3DS and Wii U.
Right, they went right into the 3DS where, like, they showed a little montage thing, like, showing... what 5 games to expect. And there was Star Fox 64, and there was Mario Kart 3DS.
There was a Mario 3DS too, right?
Yeah, Super Mario 3DS.
That looks
Luigi's Mansion 2.
I don't, honestly, everybody in the audience who cheered and clapped, where were you when you were giving it fives? Honestly?
It's one of those cult games.
Maybe that wasn't the people that gave it fives.
No. Nobody, like, everybody kind of like, oh, Luigi's Mansion just isn't that good. Luigi's Mansion is just blah, 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 blah. But all of a sudden, Luigi's Mansion 2! Everybody loses it. I don't get it.
Eh. I don't get it. Like, I never played Luigi's Mansion, so...
It's not a bad game at all. It really isn't. It was unfairly panned by all these people, and then, you know, just like, oh yeah, Luigi's Mansion 2, fuck you.
I think it's a honestly. Drought kind of thing. Like, yeah. Nintendo didn't have much going for it.
No, people don't have it.
There was one other thing they talked about. There was one other game in that lineup.
Kid Icarus?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm trying to look it up.
Oh, it might have been Kid Icarus, just... Even though that was supposed to be a launch title?
Yeah. I mean, the most interesting thing out of that whole thing was the Mario, to me. That looked like classic.
Oh, yeah, it looked really, really good. It looked good. I mean, it's Mario, you know? You know what you're getting.
Yep.
I think...
Word.
Oh, and, like, even though they didn't talk about Wii at the conference, you know, stuff like Kirby for Wii was there.
Oh, man, yeah. Why didn't they show that on the stage? That is going to be exactly. Awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
Because it was all about the 3DS and the Wii U.
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
That's the dumbest name in the world.
You know, as soon as they started talking about it, everybody's really excited. Everybody's waiting for it. They know it's coming. And then nobody knows what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Well, because they just kind of went into it. Well, they're like, oh, it's the Wii U, and then they're like, this is what's coming out for it.
Also, you know, something that was a complete, like, they admitted after the conference, like, yeah, we kind of, you know, messed that one up. They didn't show a picture of the console.
Nope.
You could see it in the background in some things.
Yeah, but they didn't
show. I'm glad that we could see it at the background of some shots. I didn't know from the very beginning if it was a new controller.
Yeah, just a separate controller.
That's what everybody kind of like, is this an add-on for the Wii?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Because they were using Wiimotes with it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's what I thought.
They were playing New Super Mario Bros. Wii and using Wiimotes.
Mm-hmm.
And then even still, that trailer, that montage that they showed with it, didn't explain anything.
No.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, they...
I think it didn't explain a whole lot because they didn't have anything solid to show aside from...
Just tech demos and stuff.
Some demo content.
And like, I've seen videos of that Zelda demo that they showed a little clip of. That was running in real time. Now, granted, real time... just rendering graphics is completely different from real-time rendering graphics and doing gameplay logic. But that's pretty impressive that they were able to get that kind of performance out of it. Like, it looked really good. There's nothing, it's such a black box right now.
Something they kind of breezed over that I just wanted to clarify for people is that they're releasing something for DSiWare. It's Zelda Four Swords, and it's going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Zelda Four Swords from the Link to the Past GBA.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So. Now, when I first saw the the thing, I don't know if I saw it. I must have saw it on a tweet or someone. Someone said, "This is Nintendo finally saying you're going to play Crystal Chronicles, whether you like it or not." Like any game that used the Game Boy Link cables and stuff.
Oh yeah,
all that crap. They're only making one. Like, you only use one of those.
Yeah, one of the Wii U's.
Yeah.
I mean, when they showed Pac-Man, what was basically Pac-Man Versus.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Nintendo overlay on it. I mean, like, one controller per console? That's really weird.
It is.
I mean, they said in an interview, they're confident about one. They'll try to do maybe two, but two could be, like, the most possible.
That is just so weird.
I mean, this showed... There was a cool thing that, I believe Phil Kohler for Game Informer wrote about called, draw this or something like that, where it's basically the most simple thing in the world. It's draw an inch. The game tells you to use the Wii U and draw an inch. And then, okay, pass it to the other person. And it shows them draw an inch. And then it compares, and then it shows which is actually, like, what an inch actually looks like. And then it goes, and it, like, progresses further, like, draw a 35-degree angle.
That's just weird.
Whoever's closer gets the point.
Man, gaming's come quite a ways.
No. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a tech demo. I mean,
It's going to be a full game, though. That's the thing.
I don't know if anything they showed with the Wii U is going to be a full game.
It was a third-party developer, that's the thing. Mm. But, yeah, I just... the fucking, like, golfing? Like, the part where...
What's the point in that?
I don't get it. Or the Wii Fit add-on, like, using it with Wii Fit? Why?
It was... A lot of that was just, like, concept stuff. Like with the Kinect.
True enough.
So, I mean...
Everyone with the bottom of an avatar shoe looks like?
Yeah.
Bam.
Bam. There it is. Kudos and Durnford.
He just gets madder every year at the press conferences. Like, this year he came out and he was just pissed.
It's like, you guys, come on. Seriously.
Somebody needs to buy the Kinect. I need to eat this month.
You are taking food out of my baby's mouth.
Does your baby wear sunglasses?
Probably.
Most likely.
I think those are, like, stuck on his
head. Before E3, there was this French news site that had a video of him demoing Star Wars Kinect, and he wasn't wearing his sunglasses. And the Star Wars Kinect demo sucked, and I kind of related those two things. And then the Star Wars Kinect demo sucked on stage.
The glasses are off, the game sucks. Yeah. The glasses are on, serious Kudo. Kudo gives his kudos. Like, just the Wii, I mean, and like, people talking about playing it after that, I just think it's good. It's gonna flop. I mean, it is...
Eventually. I think the move's gonna flop eventually, too.
I really think Nintendo. Well, like, this is Nintendo's big, like, virtual boy for consoles.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between this and the Move is Nintendo is banking on a console, Sony is banking on a peripheral. So...
Yeah, well, I think all of them. I thought Dan was talking about the Kinect when he said it was going to fail.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Wii U.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that. I don't think it's going to fail.
Why?
Well,
I think it's too early to call myself.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly calling it, but I'm predicting.
Too much can change from between here and when it comes out.
Also, you know, I just... I'm imagining how much is this thing going to cost?
Nintendo's always been good about their prices.
Something else too, if like you're using, how many goddamn control schemes are you developers going to have to develop for? Because if you can use a Wii remote along with the Wii U, and then so because like only three people are going to have to use Wii remotes, one person's going to have to be playing with the Wii U. That's like two different control screens right there going on, and that if it supports any other sort of controllers, like the classic controller or GameCube controllers.
The good thing is that big tablet thing is pretty much a normal controller, and the one bright spot out of the whole thing for me was the fact that they have third-party support like Nintendo has never had before.
Yeah.
Like Darksiders 2, friggin' Aliens.
Well...
None of that stuff was running on the Wii U. I understand that, but the fact that they've committed themselves,
and by the time Darksiders 2 comes out and the Wii U comes out much later,
yeah,
and Arkham City, if you really want to play that on the Wii U, and also something to consider too is, you know, I mean, just Nintendo's had third party support like never before at the last three conferences, and where has that third party support been?
No, I mean, what do you mean? Last E3, Nintendo was totally first party. Like, that's all.
Right, we talked about this, though, how you missed the montage at the end, where it's just developers talking about the 3DS. And, like, I love the 3DS. It's so great. The 3DS is amazing. The 3DS is nonstop potential. The 3DS has everything we would need to make the best video game in the fucking world. 3DS does have
third-party support, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Where are the games?
Street Fighter, Resident Evil.
Where are the games? You just mentioned one company. Okay.
I think the hardware came out too quick. And I think that could happen with the Wii U too, but I mean...
Now that the Vita's coming out at $249.99,
yeah,
both fists swinging, like Ken Levine signing on to that, all the great stuff they've already shown for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is the loyalty really going to stay there, or is... I mean, that's the same thing I'm thinking about with the Wii U. Is like, yeah, Darksiders 2, all the stuff that you didn't expect it to be for, great. If the console was coming out within the next year, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a skeptical bastard. I'm really not.
Well, no, I've
been a Nintendo fanboy for quite some time. It's just, I really think this isn't going to do that well. And unless they show more in the future that changes my mind, I don't see myself picking up a Wii U.
Yeah, I think it's...
Not even for Zelda or Mario.
Well, I think it's early. I think they kind of have a vitality sensor thing going on here where they're going to, like, go back to the drawing board because of some of the reactions and everything.
Where the fuck is the vitality
sensor,
though?
Exactly. But this is their next console.
That damn thing.
It's like they're not going to release something that's not going to do well, I don't think. I hope. You know? I guess, I mean, yeah, they're starting to show that with the 3DS. I mean, that's not doing quite as well as other...
Well, and to be fair, the original DS did not do quite that well at launch.
Nothing does that well at launch.
The Wii does.
I mean, it's usually slow...
The PS3 does.
Right. It's usually, like, slow going for the first year or so on most consoles. Because, I mean, looking when the 360 and the PS3 came out, everybody's like, well, it doesn't look that much better.
Well, also, I mean, PS3 had, like, a lot of sales at launch day one, and then everyone was kind of like, well, $5.99. Not exactly. Got that cash. And then the 360, yeah, that's true, because the main title was Call of Duty 2.
Wow. It was Call of Duty 2, wasn't it? Dang.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was 3. Wait.
I really want Nintendo to succeed. I just think it's not. Just imagine, if that's the kind of job they did explaining it to us, imagine trying to explain that to the average consumer who have bought a Wii for their kids at Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's not coming out before next E3, and I think that's the E3 they have to convince people. Like, I really wish they could have convinced people this year, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. Sony definitely won this one. You win this round, Sony.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, oh my god, nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Vita,
you know who wins?
249, enough said.
Oh my god. That doesn't matter.
Seriously, the Vita, the PS3 monitor, awesome games.
Their conference sucked. It sucked.
Yes, all the conferences sucked, yeah. But in terms
but
of...
Out of the ones that sucked, that one sucked the least.
And like, so, okay, no, take it completely...
So we give them a prize no matter what.
Well, take it completely out of, like, forget the conference, just think about the news that came out of them.
I mean, should we give it to Ubisoft instead? Because of Mr. Caffeine?
Mr. Caffeine, oh my god. I mean, at first I was very supportive of him, and I was just sort of like, you guys need to stop making fun of him, because at least he's trying to liven up press conferences for once. And, you know,
Joel McHale, who hated his job.
I mean, I've said it before, the game industry is a very bad audience, and needs to, you know, stop being such skeptical bastards, and, you know... Like, the Oscars, the reason that the Oscars and the Emmys work, no matter who the host is because the audience knows when to fucking laugh. And knows when to be polite and, like, laugh at even the bad jokes, because at least the person up there is trying, and they have seat fillers and all this crap. Anyways, when Mr. Caffeine gets up there, and, like, at the start, yeah, he was trying to be this funny, he was trying to liven it up. It wasn't really working out, but even still, I give him props for it. Then he made a joke about, like, California gay marriage, and I was like, whoa, okay. And then I was like, yeah, sure, burn him at the stake. I mean, he was just so bad. He was just... Oh,
bad.
Bad, 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 bad. I think the greatest videos to come out of E3 were from Sean from Mega 64. They were in line for the Wii U. And he's, like, videotaping, and they, like, had it set up in, like, this, like, faux family room, where it's, like, it's on a table, and, like, there's the controller, a Wii remote, and then the Wii U controller. And he's just looking at it, he's got the camera focused, and he just goes, look at that table. Oh, man, is that, like, a cherry? I think that's a cherry table. Look at that. Oh, my God, look at that finish. And it's just a 30-second video of that. And then the next video puts out is, guys, I just wanted to point out something at E3. There is a booth. There's a bouncy castle, and you get to jump in the bouncy castle for 30 seconds with a hot girl. And he just looks, and there's a line, and he just shows this line for this game, where, like, it's just this whole line of just, like, big fat dudes who, and the girl, there's another girl outside the tent who's saying, jump in the tent for 30 seconds, and you're entered in for a chance to win a 55-inch flat-screen HD TV. And meanwhile, Sean's filming, like, inside the bouncy castle, and a guy, like, eagerly gets in, and he's just, like, bouncing around with this girl. You can just hear the girl goes, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm getting pretty tired from this. I mean, like, it's just... And at the end, Sean ends it with just looking back at himself. Remember, guys, E3 is for industry professionals only, a very professional event. Only media and industry professionals are allowed in. So, there you go.
That's what it's all about. And that wraps up E3 right there.
That does.
Dragon.
What?
Anybody remember any games that they
saw from
E3?
The only thing I can really remember off the top of my head is Kirby for the Wii. I mean, that was the one that got me the most excited.
BioShock 2.
Oh, well, oh, Bioshock 2.
No.
Bioshock 2, Caleb.
No.
Bioshock Infinite.
Bioshock Infinite is the one that I was most excited about.
Well, no, actually, that was a Freudian slip. Bioshock 2 doesn't exist to me. It sucked that bad. Infinite actually plays, like, I didn't expect the Skylines to be such a hardcore game component. Like, I thought it was just going to be like a, okay, here's a video of you going along this skyline, but no, you actually jump on and jump off those things while you're flying around the city. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah, it does look
cool. Like, that trailer I've watched at least 10 times. Very, very excited for that.
And I finally read the name of him, which is Songbird, and just like, it's a fantastic gameplay that they're showing. I mean, they're eventually putting it out online. I saw like a couple leaked clips, but like the full like 10-minute thing they're putting out online pretty soon, and I think I can't wait for it. I really can't wait. Everything I've heard, everything that critics have been saying from E3, game of the show, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how many game of show awards did it win? Probably all of them.
Between that and Skyrim. Like, have you seen gameplay stuff for Skyrim? That looks like classic Morrowind. Like, love it.
Yeah. Definitely good. So, that was yet another fantastic episode of E3.
Yeah. Not exactly fantastic. Not exactly.
We weren't really following it as strongly this year.
I don't think it's that we were following it as strongly. I think it's that there wasn't anything to follow. I mean, let's face it.
I mean, there were some good announcements, but ultimately, meh.
Next year's going to be interesting, because I think Microsoft's going the new hardware next year.
Maybe. I don't think so. No, I think that both Sony and Microsoft are going to be riding the motion train for as long as they can.
I think I got so frustrated with this year's E3. My girlfriend loves she loves me very much, and she tolerates with the gaming stuff and stuff like that. And so I mentioned E3, and she goes, "Oh yeah, just from following you guys last year, isn't that like where people just get together and get mad and just get really mad at each other?" Like, like, what's the point if you guys just get mad at each other? And, you know, the whole time I just got frustrated because the Sony conference wasn't exactly living up, and the Microsoft conference sucked, and Nintendo kind of like confused everybody. And so I said at one point, like, I give up video games, and I just get a text from her that just says yay. Like, E3 just really needs to step it up. It really, it's gone downhill as of late.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird show. I think more focus has gone to, like, PAX and GDC. And
I don't think it's that more focus E3 has gone to PAX. I think it's that...
Well, I do. I think more. I think people spend more time preparing for those shows than for E3.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they don't. I'm saying that PAX is they do a very good job of making sure it's not E3. And I don't know. I'm disappointed that they didn't do a full PATV for PAX East. If you guys saw the Boston Convention Center, like, you could see from the overhang, it would be comparable to something like E3. But just the way that they handle it, the Booth Babes situation is under control there. And it's really more towards, here's what's coming out soon, guys. Here's what's coming out within the next couple months. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And E3 is very much more, okay, well, here's what we're planning for, you know, 2012, 2013.
Yeah. Well, I mean, E3 seems to be more like bigger projects.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, here's what's coming out so you guys can buy it.
Because, I mean, the state of games coming out this year definitely doesn't discourage me at all.
No. I mean, there's games that are out that I haven't even bought yet. Shadow of the Damned.
Should have picked that up instead of Alice. I mean,
Alice is
great.
The Misplosion Man beta. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. I've been playing the Misplosion Man beta for the last few weeks, and that's coming out in a couple weeks, and it's like... just stuff like that. The Summer of Arcade lineup looks pretty good. I mean, also, did you see the news at E3 that the Gunstringer is going to be a full retail title?
No. I didn't see that part.
Apparently, it's no longer being developed for Xbox Live Arcade. They are full retail.
Huh. That's interesting.
Right on.
Go Twisted.
So yeah, even the anyway. I mean, just that and like all the stuff that's coming out this year, especially in terms of the indie scene. I mean, we talked about it earlier with Mass Effect 3. Like, oh, well, we got plenty of stuff in between.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Spelunky.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Spelunky coming to XBLA. It's going to be great.
Now, did you...
Minecraft coming to XBLA.
Did you guys watch the Spelunky trailer?
I haven't yet.
Like, it starts out with the classic music, like the caves, the top level, and then it goes to the music for Spelunky HD. I'm like, I'm going to miss that. Because the music for Spelunky is like... that you don't mess with that. And it wasn't even an updated remix of it, really. I really hope it's updated remixes of the music in that game, because that would be sad. Because that music still goes through my head, and I haven't played that game for months.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's...
Cat still goes through my head, and I haven't seen that for a while.
What?
Did you see YouTube put in for the Nyan Cat video...
Yeah,
the progress bar is now Nyan Cat.
Man, that is awesome.
They put a tweet out saying, "We put a Nyan Cat in your Nyan Cat, so you can watch Nyan Cat while you watch Nyan Cat."
Did you have you guys watched the kids watch viral videos thing on Nyan Cat?
No.
Oh, it's funny. They're like, "What is this?"
I've never seen this series before.
And now we
actually
come to the part of the show where we talk about videos that you're totally not watching.
Well, something. Well, I just if we can make a recommendation right now, I would love to recommend to everybody My Drunk Kitchen. It is a fantastic web series that just started a couple months ago. She does blood in like every week or so, and it's this girl in New York City who just gets drunk, and you can tell she's a very funny person just to talk to. But she just gets as shit-faced as she can with wine on camera. And then she tries to make really simple foods, like grilled cheese or mac and cheese or pancakes.
That sounds awesome.
Or like ice cream in Ziploc baggies. And like in the first episode, she's just like, step one, butter your shit. And she like just puts down, like completely butters sourdough, puts it down. And like then she has like three step twos because she forgot how many times she said step two.
Oh man,
what is this called?
My Drunk Kitchen, and she edits it after so that way it's very fast cut and stuff like that. And she actually forgets. She like looks in the fridge, and then she comes back to the camera. And she's like, "So, when making grilled cheese, it's probably best to make sure you have cheese. But we don't have cheese here at My Drunk Cooking, so I'm just gonna have really warm sourdough." There you go. Like, she tries to make an omelet, and then at some point she just goes, you know, omelets are way too hard. We're just going to make scrambled eggs. But if you want to make an omelet, you go ahead. And then she, like, finds Mexican rice in the freezer, in, like, the fridge and, like, leftovers, and she just starts eating it, and she adds it into the scrambled eggs.
Wow, I'm watching all of these later.
It's fantastic. Yeah. She's a really, really funny person.
YouTube's awesome, though. Anyway, if you'd like to watch or if you'd like to listen to a much better organized podcast, go listen to our buddies at controllerthrow.com.
Wow, are you doing Benway, the plugs now? Is that
I'm just getting this going.
You could
here,
just say it's
we'll
time for plugs, and
on.
Then I could just
it's time for plugs.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for listening to Broken Embargo this week. If you'd like to hear more, you can go to unnamedgaming.podomatic.com. That'll change in the coming weeks, but, you know,
we
just
hope.
For right now, just go to unnamedgaming.podomatic.com. There you'll find all our old episodes, as well as our Portal 2 retrospective, where we kind of delve into Portal 2 spoilers. So if you haven't listened to that yet and you picked up the game, definitely check it out. We did a good talk about that. You can check out the Controller Throw podcast at controllerthrow.com. That's hosted by our good friends Mikey and Benway, and we always want to throw them some love and support. You can also follow us on Twitter. You can follow Caleb on Twitter, Zotig with an X. You can follow Eric on Twitter, Ecotball, or me, Dan UNG. And as always, you can email us, brokenembargo@gmail.com, to send us your listener questions or comments, or to comment directly on the show, each individual episode, at unnamedgaming.podomatic.com. And please, please, please subscribe and rate in iTunes. That's it for plugs. Eric, you want to take it away?
Butter your shit.
Butter your shit.
Dad. definitely not as eventful as last episode's.
Should I hit stop?
Yeah.